sound effect.
Hello.
Love Talk Radio.
I do that every time. Hello.
Yeah, you just slow yourself right out
I
there.
I do.
And you think that, okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Relationship Reinvented, to be vulnerable. And
are live on the air finally again with us.
Yeah, this is kind of cool.
This is big.
We got beautiful music in
the
background.
I love it.
So this is going to be a wonderful conversation because we have two wonderful coaches already with us, and I'm sure we got a ton more coming. But we've got Kaya there. It's Kaya. You want to say hello?
Hi, everyone.
Yay.
And I believe we have Christy there. Hi, Christy.
Hello, everyone.
Yay.
Awesome. Today we're here to talk about vulnerability. Which I think, you know, even from a connection standpoint or just relationship standpoint, it is so important to be vulnerable and so important to have a vulnerable side to everything. Even those things that are very difficult for us to do. What we've been really coming into the truth about is whether or not should we have the strong face or the vulnerable face. Oh, it looks like we got somebody else calling in.
Okay.
Who we got? Hello?
Caller, you're live on the air. I don't know if you even answered.
No.
We forgot how to run the radio show.
No. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Yeah. I can, yeah.
Awesome. So everybody can't hear me. Okay, I was just wondering if because, is there a delay?
I don't hear a delay.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Well, awesome. So here's the big question, and I don't know who wants to go first. I guess I'll throw it right to you, Kaya.
Okay.
When it comes to being vulnerable, is it better to be strong or allow your feelings, your true feelings and emotions to show?
I was one who really believed that the way to be in life was strong. I had to be strong. I had to have my walls. I had to do everything that I could to stay away from being hurt. And it really just created barriers. So, now after, all of this time of, working on self, beginning to love self, doing all the things that I've done, I really have seen that vulnerability, being vulnerable, being open, showing my feelings, being in my truth, expressing my depth, has been the right choice. It has opened up worlds for me that I can't even begin to express. And when I work with people, I find that when we work and we step more into vulnerable space, amazing things happen for people. And they feel better and they communicate better and the relationships change. So I would say vulnerable.
Absolutely. How about you, Christy? What do you have?
I actually kind of have a similar take on it and upbringing as Kaya, where I was raised to be strong, always be strong, and society in general and, just everyday interactions, we're just shown that we're supposed to be as strong as possible, which, yeah, we do want to be strong, but a lot of people see vulnerability as a weakness, but that is actually one of your greatest strengths, because vulnerability takes you out of the past or future focus, and it puts you in the present moment into a transparency to really be in the moment and actually live and experience and interact, not react. Whereas strength, a lot of the time, is more of a reactive, egoic type of thing. This really just opens people up to really being themselves and freeing them. And it, like Kaya said, it draws more things to you through the power of attraction, the law of attraction. It's going to bring things to you rather than keeping limited on things. It really opens you up to great, great things. Can't say enough about it.
Absolutely. One of the things I think Sherry and I found is that when we're sitting somebody and we're talking about vulnerability, one of the things that most people tell us is that they're afraid to be vulnerable. And the reason that they're afraid to be vulnerable is because they're attaching blame to it. They want to blame another person for something they're feeling rather than just speaking from the feeling itself. Because sometimes when you have to say, something on the inside of me is broken because of something that happened outside, the other person doesn't need to take responsibility for it. You need to speak from that place of being broken. And it's
it's a big deal too for I would say especially women who are raised to be strong, to be mothers and to be leaders. And a lot of women have to, you know, handle family situations and single mothers and such. What happens is they get in relationships, it's really hard for them to be vulnerable and express emotion because they were taught to be strong. Very same thing with men, is they were taught to be strong and be providers, and it's really hard for men to be vulnerable and show emotion because the way that they were raised and they were taught to be strong. And vulnerability and strength seem to be opposites in our minds.
Mm-hmm.
In our minds, they seem to be opposites. When we're in an argument and we know that we're wrong and we know that we've messed up, we still don't want to be vulnerable enough to admit that we've made a mistake or that we've said something wrong.
Right.
We'll fight it out.
Absolutely. I think, you know, even just hearing something like man up, right? It's
Yes.
Wait a minute, that means
mm-hmm.
be without emotion?
Yes.
Or that means, oh, I'm not allowed to show my, you know, if I have something that hurt me, if I start to cry, I'm not a man anymore.
Right.
But that's not necessarily the truth. The ability to be able to speak from something that I'm feeling on the inside is the challenge. And especially if you grow up without a father, you grow up without a mother, or you have something of that scenario that shows up, you never really learn vulnerability. There was never a class you took in school. There was never anybody who just kind of sat you down and said, hey, sometimes it pays to come out and talk about the things that you're not supposed to stuff down. But even as you look at men, all men are taught that emotions are weakness. So to speak
mm-hmm.
from that place, it's very hard, especially if it's not something you were raised to do.
Right.
So who else
and
do
I
we got
that,
on here? Because I.
Oh. Sorry.
I just wanted to chime in
and
see you. Hold on 1 second. Let me. Okay. So we've got Kaya and Christy,
mm-hmm.
and who else is on?
Well, that's okay. Maybe they're just listeners, and that's fine. Yay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay. So go ahead, Kaya. You were saying, I don't know which one was that, Kaya or is that
Chris? It was me, Kaya. It's Kaya.
Okay.
I was going to say, you know, one thing with that term, man up, that's a very powerful term. I think we as women expect men to man, you know, to sort of be men. You know, we'll say man up and deal with it. Man up and admit your emotions. Man up and it's really that be in that strong, you know, anti-emotional state, but be emotional in it. And it's very perplexing, I think, for men because, you know, am I going to be accepted if I break down and cry? Am I going to be accepted if I have these, you know, emotions? Am I going to be accepted if I'm angry, if I'm sad, if I'm struggling? When a woman is saying, man up, it's very, very difficult. And I hear it a lot, and it's almost like a contradiction. Be one way, but don't be another. You know, be strong, but be emotional. And I the term just it kills me because I think what we should be saying to men is be you, be vulnerable, show who you are. It's okay to cry. It's okay to feel. It's okay to experience and express your emotions. And for women to say, you know, it's okay for a man to be in this, you know, very vulnerable state. You're going to see who he really is, and not to fear. You know, when we have this, you know, sort of image of strength is soft, is gentle.
And I would say, just to add to that, I think when we're, mm-hmm. when they want us to be strong, as a man to be strong, yeah. and then when we're asked to show our emotions, then you
right.
see it as weak. And now it's
yes.
a whole other different type of feeling and a whole other different
oh, yeah.
type of experience. Because you want us to be strong, but then you want us to tell you how we feel. And then when we're like,
right.
we don't want to tell you how we feel, because then we're going to be
right.
seen differently. So
right, exactly.
it's almost like you're asking them to do something that's automatically going to get you rejected.
Exactly.
So, and we play, now we'll play this in our mind. This is what we could say. This is what we could do. But if we do that, you're going to go in for the kill. And I believe that's where the fear comes
yeah.
from when it comes to being vulnerable.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, I actually, could I go ahead and interject a little bit too?
Absolutely.
Again, by the way. Okay. Well, I actually look at things too, like let's look at it from a different vantage point. Look at it as a dependency, okay? A state of dependency, or let's call it a state of the union. Let's look at our dependency. are we acting independent, which is going to be, let's be strong, and that's to me stands for like an independency, okay? But
yeah.
Then that means that you're looking at yourself as a disconnection from everything else. That's not what's real. What's real, what's authentic, is to be connected with self and everything else, because really we are truly connected with everything. So instead of looking at vulnerability side of things, I look at it as interdependence. So as you learn to be vulnerable, you take on this interdependence and you understand how beautifully everything starts to work together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think if you want, I'm sure there's so many different ways we can talk about how you can be vulnerable and still feel protected, still feel like what you need to say matters. You want to speak about what you're actually experiencing, not what you actually think everybody else is doing. I don't know any other way to clarify it, but if I'm going to speak about how I'm hurt about something, I definitely am not going to go into the thing saying, you did this, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's not what vulnerability is. Vulnerability is I'm hurting on the inside because I told myself I am this. And we don't admit that very often. That's what it means to be vulnerable. It means to be not susceptible to attack, but it means to be open to what is.
Right.
Right.
We can truly mistake what it is. I think that somebody's going to take this information and beat me over the head with it, or they're going to use this against me. They're going to use you and what you say against yourself, against you? How is that going to work? So vulnerability
is self-judgment, really.
That's part of what is being exposed, your own self-judgment towards yourself.
Right.
Not the other person. That's not vulnerability. That's an attack.
But we put it as it's the other person so that it's a cop-out for us to get away with it, like a scapegoat.
Yeah.
That's what we're shown to do. As coaches, we help people go away from doing that.
But why do we do that, Chrissy?
Why do we get them to start going away from that old habit of doing those things?
Yeah, I mean, you said... Well, if you're looking at why we don't choose to be vulnerable and we choose to be strong, why do we make that choice?
For
aside
fear
from
of judgment.
The things I said.
That's really ultimately what it really boils down to, is we're fearful of what others are going to say and think about us and how they're going to judge us and how we're going to appear to others. We're so afraid of being our authentic self. That we're hiding behind this mask, this social mask that's supposedly the acceptable norms. But, you know, things are changing. There's a lot of us out here that have a voice, us coaches that have a voice, and we know how important it is to promote healthy change. It's not totally broken, but we just have to pick up the tools that we already have and create something totally new from what we already have.
What we've found is the number one reason why people will not be vulnerable is because they're rejecting themselves already, and they know that they're going to be rejected outside of themselves. So when they're doing this, they're already walking into it going, you know what, I'm going to be rejected, or I'm not going, or I'm going to be abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
it's either or rejection
what
or
I feel when I speak from inside of me and I say what I need to say, I already know this is going to happen because this is what I've been doing to me.
Exactly, and we will make
that
happen too. Yeah.
Oh, you will force your, yeah, you will find a way to make
you'll
that
make happen.
So that way
you'll
you
make
be,
it happen in the way
you can
that
be right
you,
about
the
it.
Way that
you
want to
be
yeah,
right about
exactly.
being rejected. You want to be right about being abandoned.
Right, absolutely.
That's
and,
the reason
and
you
it's,
don't
it's
ever,
true.
That's the reason you never allow vulnerability to be a part of your life.
Absolutely. It's very true.
The judgment is really kind of, I don't even know if it's as powerful as it would be the rejection itself, because we're already expecting somebody to say to us, this is not acceptable, or stop doing that, or, you know, grow up, or man up, or the other things that we set out there.
Right.
That is still rejection, no matter how you look at it. what someone actually feels on the inside gets rejected, it's they start to come up with why they can never do it again, which means they're going to be stuck in time.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they're usually stuck in the past or projected future of what will happen if I open this up. You know, they'll go way back to childhood. Well, remember when I was, you know, when I was 5, I did this, or 10, I did this, and this is what happened. So this is how it's always going to be. And they will make sure through their actions, through their thoughts, through their thinking, through their interactions, their communication, that it continues in that pattern until, you know, because they've got that self-judgment. If I speak, if I express, if I am me, I'm going to be rejected every single time. And so, you know, they get more and more fearful and vulnerability as they grow older and communicate, you know, and they, you know, look for it. So helping them open up to being vulnerable is life-changing. It's completely life-changing to do that, but it is that fear of rejection that drives it. It's quite amazing to see it in action, actually, when you're working with somebody who has these deep-seated fears.
Well, I think also, too, that it's if they see, like as coaches, when we work with someone and we can see these wounds that they've got that need some attention to help them come into healing and accepting themselves and no longer rejecting themselves and no longer placating that past story, that line that they're kind of carrying along with them, is, you know, actually when we see those things and just kind of start talking to those things, speaking to them, really it's their inner child we're speaking to, kind of saying, you know, well, let's talk about this, even though it's a little bit like touchy for them, if they can actually feel the empathy and that the sheer desire that you want to allow them to be heard in a way that they've never been heard probably before, that speaks in and of itself. And it actually helps them break down some of those barriers and walls that have been put up. Wouldn't you guys all agree? I mean, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. It is. You're reaching the child who is never allowed to speak, or who did speak and was silent, or who thought that he or she should be silent. You know, sometimes it's even that how we think as children. You know, we assume based on actions that are outside of us. So yeah, absolutely. We do work with the inner child and trying to let them speak, and through the adult, you know, the adult body, the adult voice. It's quite extraordinary.
It is. You literally see them start to evolve and like change and transform, and it's just amazing to watch, to really, you know, see someone come into some empowerment with no longer holding themselves against something that, you know, really wasn't theirs to really necessarily own, that they've been owning for too long.
Absolutely. You guys are spot on.
We love our coaches. They're awesome.
Yes. And
we love
just
you
so
guys.
You guys know, this actually is a relationship reinvented joint. This is all of us from family speaking and talking about vulnerability today. If you want to reach out to any of us, of course, you can go to relationshipreinvented.com under coaches. You can find all of our wonderful coaches, but you could also find us directly in our groups interacting on Facebook under the Twin Flame Support Group and also Relationship Reinvented, the group itself.
Mm-hmm.
God, it's grown quite a bit, too.
It has. And we have 10 minutes left on the air if anybody wants to call in with any questions. And if you don't have any questions right now, you can certainly post them in the groups or send an email to info@relationshipreinvented.com. And we will get back with you as quick as we can or pass them on to our coaches to answer your questions as well.
Yes.
Certainly.
Anything to add, you two? Do you guys have separate? You guys probably do have separate links you probably want to say as well.
Yeah,
promote
absolutely.
Your brand, ladies. Promote your brand.
yeah.
So make sure you come through the phone.
Well, I mean, of course, you can find me at, you know, relationshipreinvented.com. You can also find me at kayareich.com, which is kayareich.com, and that's my website. But usually you can find me on, you know, in our Facebook group, you know, trying to do what I can for each person to find a little bit more self-love every day.
Mm. Yes, ma'am, you
wow.
sure do.
Yeah. Well, you can find me on Relationship Reinvented. I'm in the Relationship Reinvented work group, as well as some of the other groups that Lee and Sherry established. And I'm not on there quite as often as I'd like to be, but every once in a while I'll get in there and I'll find something and I'm like, oh yeah, I really want to comment here. And I agree with Taya. It's definitely, you want to help others in every way we can. And I'm able to be reached through Relationship Reinvented and all the other groups, as well as my website is www.i-em-power.com. So it's like iempower.com. I'm available for coaching sessions. So please feel free to reach out. I do 30-minute consultations, free 30-minute consultations. So
awesome. Awesome. Man, that was fantastic. Yes, and we all offer that. That's an ongoing thing. You definitely never know when somebody's going to need you or need your help.
Right.
We are going to be out for
30 minutes. So just kind of, you know, look online and see which coach sort of fits with you, because there's a lot of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a bunch that we have yet to get on the website and we're working on that, and they'll be up there shortly. But you can find a lot of them in our groups. You guys are family, and we love you, and we are so proud of all of you. And thank you for being vulnerable enough to trust us to teach you. And thank you for being vulnerable enough to you guys for listening to our little radio show today. And we're going to be boosting this radio show up quite often again as we've come off the radio grid a little bit.
Everybody missed your radio voice. You have a great, I've heard you had a really good radio voice.
Didn't have my sound effects yet on this one, but it's coming on the next one.
I don't think they need your sound effects.
My sound effects are awesome.
They just like to hear your voice. I like to listen to your voice too.
Okay.
I mean, when you're not talking.
That's connection, folks.
So, speaking of vulnerability, one of the topics, of course, we're going to probably start talking on. We're going to be talking a whole lot more about different things that, of course, we know that we need to talk about when it comes to being vulnerable, but being in the truth, and also being out there doing these things that actually change not just your lives, but the life of people that are around you, people that you love, family, friends. Because once your relationship to yourself starts to go into healing, you start healing everyone else around you.
I think we have a new caller. Are you there, caller?
Can you hear me?
I can. Who's this? Yes.
Hi, guys. It's Jackson. How is everybody?
Hi,
wonderful.
Jackson.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm hanging in there. Calling from Central Florida, by the way.
Awesome. Well, awesome.
Lucky you. We're in Ohio. Hey, you know what, though? Christy's in Georgia.
Georgia. I'm originally from Youngstown, Ohio, which is up in the northeastern section.
Oh, yeah. Do you have a question today, Jackson?
Yeah, the place is a dump, let me tell you. Yeah, actually, I do. I'm actually in a relationship for over 9 years, and we have a stepdaughter. Her father's never really been in the picture. It's also, she's black, I'm white, in a racial relationship, and I've tried to raise her the best that I can. I don't have any kids myself, but I've always been there for her, and her mom works nights as a nurse. And our relationship, since the girl has gotten into high school and a little bit older and started lashing out, it's kind of taken its toll on her and I as far as our relationship together, because she's not my daughter. Dad's not really around. I mean, she does have some contact with him when he's not in and out of jail. But it's really starting to take a little bit of an effect on the relationship. And I thought I had a good remedy that kind of came up the other night that seemed to kind of squash things a little bit, and I wanted to get your advice on it. But does this sound like a common problem with relationships now?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because what you have here is when a daughter doesn't have her father, she basically is going through the motions of even trying to figure out her own identity, let alone try to figure out why she wasn't a part of his life. So here you are as a man, you may love this girl and you may want to be there for her, But there's a part of her where she tells herself that she's maybe not worthy, or she doesn't deserve, or she's not loved because he's not a part of her life. So anything
right.
you're going to try to do until that voice comes out is going to be very difficult. So if I could give you any advice at all, it would be just to try to let her know you understand. And she says, what do you mean you understand? Say, I understand that I need to give you the space so you can talk about why you hurt, what's going on with you. You know, your father may or may not be here, but I am here. I've stepped in. I want to be this man that you need. And I'm going to try to be the best that I can. But I can only do that if I can help you, only if I can hear you and help you heal.
Yeah, I wouldn't keep it an elephant in a room or keep it a taboo subject. I would communicate openly about her father's absence, and that you're actually attempting to fill that as much as you humanly can. And that way she knows that you are willing to communicate about it and you're open to talk about it,
mm-hmm.
and she will feel free enough to open up to you, open up to the family,
yeah.
without anything being feeling taboo or there being an elephant in the room.
Absolutely.
Well, that's all great advice, and that's exactly what I'd like to try to do. About 2 weeks ago, her mom, who works night shifts as a nurse in the ER, was gone, and sometimes I have to watch her. And there's a rule that after 10, nobody's supposed to be in the house, even if it is summer. I went into the bedroom, and she had a boy in there. She had a guy in there, and he had to go,
yep.
so we got him out of the house. And when I came back, I could tell that she had been drinking a little bit, and she was very, very lippy. I didn't catch any beer or anything in the room, but if you drink, you just know if somebody's been drinking. And one thing led to another, and I pulled out my big prick and I put it in her ass deep. And ever since then, we've had a better relationship. Now, I didn't blow a load, but I did, you know, oil it up, Vaseline it up real good, and stick it right in the butthole. Now, do you think that
oh,
that
my.
Is something?
Well, that caller's gone.
Oh my God. What?
Wow.
Wow, Jackson,
oh
that was.
God.
Wow.
Sorry, Jackson.
Yeah. So now let's tell this person.
Lee's finger accidentally slipped on the button.
Wow.
Well, there's your vulnerability for you, folks.
Oh, my God.
That was something else.
Well, that'll get your ratings. So, anyway.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, no. Yes. Wow.
Well,
crazy.
Cool thing is we have his number on record, and we can always call the authorities.
Yeah. I would think that would be an order after that.
He was
that,
on for long enough to call the authorities, yeah.
Very concerning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very concerning.
Yeah. You're going to have that.
Yeah.
You're going to have that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So,
yep.
as far as vulnerability, you guys, thank you very much for being here with us today. You know, I think that we are learning that there are going to be those little loopholes in what you can expect from a man versus what you can expect from a woman.
Right.
There will be some of those out there who will take that seriously.
What you can expect from a Jackson?
A jackass. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So we got 90 seconds.
So thanks for joining us. Thank
well,
you
thank
two for
you.
Being here. We
oh,
love
it was
you
a pleasure.
Both.
Thank you.
Love
you
all
too.
Of our coaches. We've got another one coming soon. And what we'll do in that one is I will screen the screen the callers first.
Yeah, yeah. See, we actually don't have that ability on what we've done today, but
yeah.
that's not to say that we're not
that's
going to change coming. Gears and do something different.
All right. We have less than a minute. www.relationshipreinvented.com. You do that.
Relationshipreinvented.com. Yeah, you're still stuck on that.
Jackson's got me a little flustered.
Yeah, I think we all are a little stunned.
So, of course, you know, you've got relationshipreinvented.com. You've got, of course, the work group, the Relationship Reinvented business page, as well as Relationship, there's a YouTube channel. God, we've got so many
mm-hmm.
things we're still doing. We haven't gotten to every place that we would like to be, but believe us, we're working on
you
it.
You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on Google+. You can find us on Instagram. We're all over Facebook. We are everywhere.
Yes, absolutely. So.
And we appreciate and love all of you.
Yes.
Until next time.
Yeah.
Until next time, bye.
Bye, Jackson. I mean, Felicia.
Bye.
Bye.